It is Tuesday, January 28th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Well, you missed it, didn't you?
What'd I miss?
Probably.
You missed Susan Young speaking Saturday at Hobbs State Park.
I did.
See?
Sorry.
I did too. But the good news is that the Friends of Hobbs State Park speaker series continues all year, and I have a rundown for you.
All right.
And Susan will be back in August.
Well, there you go.
All right. February 8th, Steve Dunlap talking about the Osage, the Native Americans that were in the area of Hobbs State Park. March 22nd, Robert Rousey talking about the amazing Sanborn fire maps. Do you know what a Sanborn fire map is?
I don't, Antoinette.
No.
Coolest things ever. They were made a long time ago by fire insurance companies. And if you can find them, they've been made since 1867. If you can find them, you can see the footprints of buildings, what they were built out of, the number of stories, lot lines, road width. So you can pretty much walk through a community using these maps.
Do they exist for towns in Northwest Arkansas?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, okay.
So this will be really interesting. On April 12th, Terry Lane will be talking about building backyard habitats. May 3rd, Leah Whitehead talking about historical events in Benton County.
Right.
On May 24th, Dennis Dean talking about Arkansas bears. He says in the last 2 years, more black bears have been documented in Benton County than in previous years before that. June 14th, Robert Thomas talking about dragonflies, followed by a catch and release. July 6th, David Chapman talking about prairie restoration. July 19th, Dayton Steelman talking about insects that suck.
Chiggers, ticks, mosquitoes.
Yes, in three separate parts. August 2nd is Susan Young back talking about before Beaver.
When it was just the White River going through.
August 16th, Dan Scoff talking about tornadoes. September 13th, Austin Jones. Very interesting. A presentation on local creepy crawlies.
Okay. I like it.
September 20th, Alan Bland talking about what it took to make Beaver Lake. October 12th, Scott Noble on tree identification. October 25th, Tom Dugan on railroads of Northwest Arkansas. And November 30th, Tom Dillard on the Butterfield Stagecoach Line and what it meant to Northwest Arkansas.
Wow.
All of these are free.
I was about to say, what's a season pass? If I wanted to go to every one of these and I wanted to buy that season pass right now, how much would I pay?
It might cost you the piece of paper to print the schedule out so you could keep track of it. And these all happen usually on Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. You can find out more at 789-5000.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.